Promise number 50.
Collega de ik het redelijk hoog. Wim Toyma vraagt deze vers. Chai ve'ese nami litzori letzor. De lekele meemar die boye hai nosi, vi boye hai nosi. Deze is asking een starke kasha. Lefi Rebbe, what is the ptur tzor? Im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shnir. When you have iboye hai nosi, iboye hai nosi, then you could make ibu. But if one of them cannot have a velokcho, so the second one is potter. This is the nut rosh of Rebbe. Nisht al tzoleo. If iboye hai nosi, iboye hai nosi. But if you can't take one of them, you don't take the other one. That's the rosh. Iboye hai nosi, iboye hai nosi. And when you don't have iboye hai nosi, iboye hai nosi, you have a ptur. Frek teis v'sachai v'ese also. Ein ese doicha ese. You can marry her. So if you can marry her, so you have weiter a ptur. Well, you can't marry her, so you have up to. So we know that the Mishnah state only Chameser and Noshim point of Tzorah saying. Lefi Rebbe, Gidav Zayin, that even the Tzorah will pater the Tzorah. Even Chai Ve'eser will pater the Tzorah. This is Tesis Kashi. Hapos Te Kashi. Noshim at Tesis, well, ask of the Tzorah. I want to ask a Shaila. Let me get Pamelach, I want to build up this Tesis after Tzorah and Vait. Why Taisus didn't ask the kasha on Chai Ve'lavim? Chai Ve'lavim, who patur the tzoro? Chai Ve'eser, to patur the tzoro, maybe is one or two cases in the world to find a chetimtze that a tzoro could patur the tzoro. What could be a chetimtze that Chai Ve'eser, how much Chai Ve'eser we have? Almona l'koyin gadol. So she's a almona, she's a psula, the husband is not a psula. Any Chai Ve'lavim, let Taisus to stall the zel bekasha. Chai Ve'lavim will patter the tzor el Rebbe. He will answer the same teretz. Ve'likuchim, chaylitza, all the tirutzim. Why to stall the kasha of Chai Ve'eser? But the teretz is very poshut. Chai Ve'lavim, you could do yibum to her. Eser deicha leisese. You don't do yibum, gzei rebi yorishayna otu bi yoshniyo, efshad chaylitza, but you could do yibum to her. Chai ve'esa, you cannot do yibum. Ein esa doicha esa. You only do chalitza. Frek teises, let the chai ve'esa to pater the tzoro. Chai ve'lavim se bichlam nishken kasha. Esa is doicha leisese. So iboye hai nosiv, v'iboye hai nosiv. I think it's a double poshut chain kedugmosa. Yeah, it's a double poshut, but chur medach nishavil aribazon, right? It's a double poshut. Taisus is only shtelling his kasha. I want to be very clear. Taisus is only shtelling his kasha on Chai Ve'eser. Chai Ve'eser, you cannot do Yibum. Why? Chai Ve'eser, you cannot do Yibum. Why you cannot do Yibum? Because Ein Eser Deicha Eser. Frank Taisus, Chai Ve'eser, you cannot do Yibum because Ein Eser Deicha Eser. Let it to part of the Tzor. But Chai Ve'lavim, Taisus doesn't shtell his kasha b'chla. B'meila, I want to me'ore a kleiner oren. Divide a kleiner oren. Taisus Arosh and Daftes, Lechura state nishtaze. Lechura. I know there's a lot of chilukim, but the Baal just to shtal the Taisus Arosh. We have a sugi in Daftes, that's the next sugi, we'll get to it, Be'ez Hashem. That the Gemara learns a libid Rabbi Akiva, that not only Chai ve'arayas pater me'ibum v'chalitze, Shittas Rabbi Akiva, that Chai ve'lavim also pater me'ibum v'chalitze. Val Rabbi Akiva holds Chai ve'lavim is like arayas, Val is like arayas. So b'meile, ma erve patos mi'ibum v'chalitze, and patos de tzoro, chai ve'lavim lefi Rabbi Akiva, also potu mi'ibum v'chalitze. And we said a whole mahalach, it's arayas, that's the gerah for the gzeras hakosuv, Rashi, teisus and daftes, the last teisus and tesa mudalef, frek teisus, why lefi Rabbi Akiva, de chai ve'lavim, ma potu mi'ibum v'chalitze? Leisi ese v'litche leisese. Leisi ese v'litche leisese. Bishle ma'arayas, you can't go with a mahalach of leisi ese v'litche leisese. Why you can't go with a mahalach of leisi ese v'litche leisese? The reason you can't go with a mahalach of leisi ese v'litche leisese, because, and ese deche leisese yesh b'koris. Aber lefi Rabbi Akiva, you write that the chayv elavim are like arayas. Aber leisi esse velitche leises. As I freak this. V'teime, the last two lines. V'teime l'ri. D'amai lo amri nami l'Rabbi Akiva, the leisi esse velitche leises. Let the esse, the midoich the leises. We'll have to be miyashavit. We'll have to be miyashavit. Zog de tesis sarosh, yesh metarzim. Kim leila gimore, kim leila gimore, shrabaki ve kerebi svirale, kim leila gimore, shrabaki ve kerebi svirale, ve kevon she'ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashnir. Kevon she'ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashnir. Ah, but if Esa deichelo is to say, you're allowed to marry her. If Esa deichelo is to say, you're allowed to marry her. So what do you answer me? Kim leki Rabbi Akiva that kevon she'ein lekuchim ein tfisas kedushin be'achas ein lekuchim b'shnir. But if Esa deichel lo yisase, she is a bas lekuchim. This was the kasha. Leisi Esa velitche lo yisase. We said why they didn't ask by us chay velavim b'part of the tzara? Because if Esa deichel lo yisase, she's called bas lekuchim. She's not bas lekuchim if ein Esa deichel Esa. If Esa is not deichel arayas. But if Esa is deichel lo yisase, lechura she's called the bas lekuchim. So how does the Rosh answer B'Shem Yesh Metarzim that came to Rabbi Akiva Kerebi and B'meile Val Rabbi Akiva holds a Kiddush and Tesim Chai Velavim came to Shalei Kerim V'Lokcho Ba'achas Mehem Loi Kerim V'Lokcho Ba'Shnir and B'meile she's Potter and Gansen. Fakir, Leisi Esa V'Litchi Leisi Seh she were called Bas Lekuchim. Avada we could miyash of it. I just want to mayor it. We'll go later back to the Teis HaRosh. The vow we're holding in our Teis was Chodsh Klapi our Teis says Avada the teretz that we answer, this is the emissary teretz. That in Chai V'Lavim, Tesis never had a tzad that it's called Lab Bas Lekuchim, because Esa is Deichel Eisese. Tesis only asked the kasha from Chai V'Ese. I'm just showing that even that it's a Dovah Poshut by us, Teis HaRosh also said it by us, Dovah Poshut, we'll have to be Misiyashiv yet, with the Teis HaRosh and Daftes, that he said, Afrabakive, he said such a word. Avada, he only said it on Rabbi Akiva, he didn't say it on Liba the Rabbi, he only said it on Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Tzazaman. This is a hesber, it will have a hesber. I'm just saying, what we say here in Tesis, the two dvorim pshutim, we'll see later, see nish mamish dvorim pshutim. Lama gein, at rol vayim. Frek Tesis on Azekash, v'oitem, the hashto leke betzoras er v'kores, v'im kenti bo yechalitzek mo yechai v'esed, em rabin lemi yevinti beperek sheini. Frek Tesis, first I ask the kasha that the chai v'esed will part of the tzorah. Now I'm asking another kasha. The chayvi, the tzorah from the chayvi kores, lefi Rebbe will have to have a chalitza. Why? Because the Gemara says later in the Afchof, chayvi esa also potom yibum. Ein esa deicha esa. And the Gemara says it's a chiluch. Arayas, that is a kores, a potom yibum v'chalitza. Chayvi esa, that it's only a mute from the mitzvah, aber es no kores, chayv chalitza. The Gemara says, my roiso, hane tafsi bo kiddushin, hane loy tafsi bo kiddushin. So Frank Teisers, the Fira Rebbe, the Tzora doesn't have a chorus. Teis HaRosh explains why. Because the Tzora was only nismayet, im ein likuchim ba'achas, ein likuchim ba'shnir. So we know that I can do yibu. But that the Ishes Ach comes back, stayed in the Gemara and Avgimel Amud Beis, and Evi Tzora, Azore Shomanu Einesh Minayin, that even after Litzroir, not only after Rebbe, even Litzroir, the main mute of Arayas, Oleo Litzro, that Arayas Apotu Meyibum, Arayas will not have a chorus without Azore Shomanu Oinish Minayim, Tamulema Venichesu Anefoshes Aoises. So it's Mevur in the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis, that the Erve doesn't come back, because Yevom is Mutar Leyibum, the Erve doesn't come back without the Bazunda Reposuk from Venichesu Kol Anefoshes Aoises. Bemele Frektesis, Lefi Rebbe, you have a mute on the Tzoro, but you don't have a Posuk that the Erve comes back. And we said already, but Rashash Frek, I don't need the Shesach comes back, Shelo boy lomay de shesach come back. They're mufkein ganzen from the parsha. So bichlal nishken erva, bichlal nishken noshim. But these noshim here that beetem it's an asum the roi leibum. They have a problem of tzoras erva. It's mevur in the gemara of gimel azor shomanu oin eshminayim. The Teis HaRosh speaks it out that the chorus doesn't come back. I say at least the Aruch Laner and the Rashash learn pshat in Teisves. The Melefrik Teisves is no chorus in the tzoro. So why she's potter from chalitze? And we explain that the reason that the tzoro is potter, we see it's not enough that she's a tzoras erva. And while the Erve is potu, she is potu, the Gedor Lefitesis is Alamol, the Erve Aser, the Tzoro, and the Tzoro has to be potu farzich. The Erve gives her an Isur, so now she becomes Osur. After she's Osur, she's potu for Chalitze farzich. She's part of a chalitza alein. The male brings tesis. If she doesn't have a chorus, she's not doesn't have a ptur for chalitza. These were the two kashas of tesis. So now, one kasha is why chayve esed on part of the tzora, and the second kasha, every tzoras erve alibe the rebbe, you write that she's nismayed from the parsha from yibum or parsha for chalitza. If she doesn't have a chorus, she will have to have chalitza. And for tesis v'yeshloima. וחי ועשד ישרבו לחליצה ואיסבו וזיק הקצס הווה בכלל ולא כחו ואם כן צורס ער ועל כוח לבוי חליצה דיבוי הווה בכלל ולא כחו. What is stasis terrors? So there's two ways how to arrange that stasis terrors. The first way, why stasis the Ochlaner learn like this pshat? Stasis is answering both shailas. The first line is for the first shaila, the second line is for the second shaila. The first line, and for stasis, you ask me a kasha, why chai ve'eser don't pater the tzora? The Torah says, kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. Why chai ve'eser have lekuchim? So b'meila you can't darshan kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. Only someone that is mufke in ganzen from the parsha is called kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. But if it's a shtiker lekuchim, we don't say kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. Und val si do chalitze, she's called yesh bo lekuchim, and b'meila she doesn't pater the tzora. So Tesis says, okay, so now I'll finish the cheshbon. And it says, kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. So I told you, if sidor chalitze, she's called that yesh lekuchim, right? Again, I can't remind chai ve'eset the part of the tzora, why? Because kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. So if chai ve'eset have chalitze, they are bechlal v'lokachas. So you can't say kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyot. So now we can go vital, like Tesis. And we could say that al kochu the tzora is potu for chalitza also, because if ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyot. So if the tzora has chalitza, it's called yesh lekuchim b'shniyot. If it has to be called she'ein lekuchim be'achas, the shniyot also doesn't have lekuchim. So if the shniyot will have chalitza, so she has lekuchim. So b'meli you have to darshan kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyot. So the second one is potu and ganz and also from chalitza. This is the terrors of both shaylas. What? There's a question. So no chabot. The first chay ve'eser can't pater because she said kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas ein lekuchim b'shniyot. Val she has chalitza yesh bo lekuchim. So you can't darshan kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas ein lekuchim b'shniyot. Now why the tzora is potter v'chalitza? Well, as a klal kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas ein lekuchim b'shniyot. And lo yitzu you have chalitza b'shniyot is yesh lekuchim b'shniyot. What? But it's tzora. This is Pasha Pshat and Teis. As I learned the Ochlaner. B'meile freg the Ochlaner. So what is the maskon of Teis first? That there's no chorus in the Tzor. There's no chorus in the Tzor. Just the Tzor is potter, the drosha fits. Ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyo. So if no chalitza in this one, there's no chalitza in this one. Oh, we have a bus, there's no chalitza. Tak is mother, why is taki no chalitza? But the Gemara says it's a klal. If there's no arayas, has to be chalitza. She's like gzeres hakosum hazah. She's like gzeres hakosum. But they understand in this kasha, you don't stamp out of the tzora for chalitza. She has to have an erbet to be part of chalitza. Okay, she has a drosha. Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyot. Zog do ochlaner, so the maskonas ha-tesis is what? That taki the tzora doesn't have chorus, but she's part of chalitza. Frank do ochlaner, there's a Gemara in daf yudalet, that if you marry the tzora, the kid is a mamzer. Shteit klor asidu yoyish esach. Even Chai Ve'ese steht in Teis HaRosh as in Oish HaSach. How Teis is here says as in Ishtok in Oish HaSach? As I frag the Ochlaner of Teis. Lulei Divrei HaOchlaner, we could learn Teis is different. As I Reb Nochem Gila on Teis. Stam Ekzer HaSakosuf, Chmein, Ma Pitom. Teis means like that. Well, answer both Shailas. Again, the first line for the first Shaila, the second line for the second Shaila. Oh, but with lovdus. The same teretz just with lovdus. So Teis says it. It says, kol she'ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyot. So Teis says, asido chalitze, se'heisish ken kol she'ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyot. Why? Not stam balabatish. Because if it's chalitza, she's a shtiker lekuchim, like loshen Teis HaRosh, she'yesh bo k'tzaz zikas yibmim. So Teis says, if she's mufka and ganzen from the parsha, she's a erva gmuro, she patas the tzorah. Kol sheyesh bo lekuchim, that she's not an erva gemuro, she can't pater the tzora. To pater the tzora, the sheshach has to be an erva dikei sheshach. She has to be a real arayas. If she's not a real arayas, she doesn't pater the tzora. כל שאין לקוחים באחס, אין, אין ול, הפסידו חליצה, במילה שיש נשכן ערב וגמור. כמעט the same thing, the same thing like the אוכלנה, the first line. So he says, and what should I do? Kol she'ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniya. What the pasuk says? That the tzoro is also erva gmuro that patters from yibu v'chalitza. Don't state in the gzeras ha'kosum. That the erva asses the tzoro completely. Kol she'ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniya means, like this one, she's an erva gmuro that it's mafkiya from yibu v'chalitza, the tzoro also becomes osur and gansen that she's potter from yibu v'chalitza. And I want to explain. What is the difference? We explain Tesis and the Kasha understand that you don't stop saying Zeras across to the Torah's Potter because she's the Torah's Erve. She needs to be a Raya's to Pata from Chalitza. So what does Tesis tell us? Not stop saying Zeras across to. So Tesis says, Velonko means that she's Mufka and Gansen. Because she's Mufka, the other one is also Mufka and Gansen. How the other one is Mufka and Gansen? Because the Erve asses the Torah, it makes the Ishesach an Erve Dike Ishesach. Like we learn Alamol, the Arai is Asa the Tzoro, she becomes the Ervedike Shesach, while she becomes the Ervedike Shesach, she will have Kores Taken. It's as if Alan says Kores, Mi Ato HaKosub Lehedye, Shle Bo Ilomo, Mi Ato HaKosub Behedye, the Toshet in Rebbe, Kol Shein Lekuchim Be'achas, Ein Lekuchim Be'Shniyo, Val the Hainu, Shtei that she's part of the Chalitza, to be part of the Chalitza, you have to be Arai is, so don't Shtei in the Pasuk Taken. Kol Shein Lekuchim Be'achas, Ein Lekuchim Be'Shniyo. So the chilek of the first malach and the second malach, the first malach is balabatish. Likuchim means that there's no chalitza. The melech of the esek can't pater. On his bayri. Now, if it states that it patters the tzor for likuchim, so it states that the tzor is part of a chalitza, b'cheshmin, on avone. Second malach, it's avone, zog the b'nochim. Kol she likuchim b'achas means that she's a erve gmuro, she patters the tzor. Chai v'esek another erve gmuro. Chai v'esek another erve gmuro. But when she's the Erve Gmura, she makes a lekuchim b'shniya. Meaning the shniya is mufka and gans. Meaning it's mistaber as a chorus. Or a fulas in the shtok in chorus. But it's a Erve Dike Yishisach. This is the first chelik of thesis, dachzach is posh. Now let me get into the second chelik of thesis. Ve'oid. Zag thesis, hope enoch ha-teretz. Ve'lokcho mashma loshen tfisas kiddushin. Hilka chai ve'esa de tafsa b'kiddushin, hava b'chlal ve'lokcho. What is the Tesis Teretz and the second Teretz? Ve'oid, what is Tesis Teretz? Ve'lokcho mashma loshen tfisas kiddushin. Hilka chai ve'ese, de tafsa bu kiddushin, hava bichlal ve'lokcho. What is Tesis Teretz? What is the Teretz? So the Ochlaner zogt, that this only answers the first shayla. Why chave eser will pater the tzoro? Tesis has two kashas. Let the chave eser to pater the tzoro. So Tesis chave eser tafsi b'kiddushin. Velokra has to be loy tafsi b'kiddushin. The mele chave eser cannot pater the tzoro. The second shayla, why the tzoro is choletzes? Tesis that he didn't try to answer here. This teretz only answers the first shayla. As he zog dov chlaner. And the blight does it. Second teretz that he only answers the first shayla. The second only answers the first shot. Tesis Yishonim, like a mashma zev the Ochlaner. But if you look in Tesis Ma'aram and Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, first the second Teretz comes to answer the first shayla. So you can't say it. It's a langa ariches. But if you look good Tesis Ma'aram, Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, the first shayla comes, then the Teretz of the last Teretz comes, when everything is mixed together, I mean, clear that it comes to answer the first shayla. So we can't learn like the Ochlaner. But the words of Tesis is only answer the first shayla. Why have the eser don't pater? Because tafsi b'kiddushin. But the second shayla, onishkin shaychus. So to masbil this, we have to come to another akdama. I want first the dvarim be pshutim, that we could maybe go here, dvarim amukim. We'll start with dvarim pshutim. The Chasam Sefer and the Agos on this Tesis, it's in back in the Gemara, and it's printed the same Remoisha Sefer. That's the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer and the Agos and the Gemara, the Chasam Sefer had a shayla how to learn Pshatir. I want you to hear this good because it's a big revach with the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer had shver, how Tesis says that, on the first shayla, Chasam Sefer learns like Dochlander, on the first shayla, you ask the Kasha, why Chave Ese don't pater the Torah? The Torah says, you know why they don't pater the Torah? Because Tafsi Bukidushi. Tafsi Bukidushi. Fragt the Chasam Sefer, Tafsi Bukidushi? It's not that they're poshut. The Fira Mishle Melech, Evi chai ve'ese, the Ishesach comes back. The Yisaroshan of Gimel said, Evi chai ve'ese, the Ishesach comes back. So it's loy tafsi b'kiddushin. So how you can say the tafsi b'kiddushin? In one word, Sag de Chasam Sefer, the pirush amilas and teisves is azay. The pirush amilas and teisves is chay ve'ese the tafsi b'kiddushin pirush be'alme. Pirush be'alme tafsi b'kiddushin. Pirush be'alme tafsi b'kiddushin. I will explain to that. We have a drosha. Velokho. Koshi yesh lekuchim be'achas, yesh lekuchim b'shniyo. What means yesh lekuchim be'achas? She's a lady that tafsi b'kiddushin. Where? Not in this case. Now she's a yevama, situtzach meteish esach. If she would not be married to my brother, she would be tafsi b'kiddushin or not? So then she doesn't part of the tzoa. If she's a bitoy, if she's a achos isho, so even if she's not married to my brother, it's loy tafsi b'kiddushin. She patters the tzor. So velo kho be'alme. This is the pshat in Tesvis. Velo kho be'alme. Klo? Velo kho be'alme. This is the way we darshan it. Velo kho be'alme. If be'alme tafsi b'kiddushin, she doesn't patter the tzor. If be'alme loy tafsi b'kiddushin, she patters the tzor. So Tesis asked Akash, again, the Vav, we're only answering the first Shaila. We're asking the first Shaila. What is the first Shaila? The first Shaila is, why Chai Ve'ese don't patter the tzor? The Teretz says, be'alme tafsi b'kiddushin, they don't patter the tzor. This is the way the Chasim Sefer learns Tesis. If this is Emes, the Chasim Sefer, we have a Yishuv on the Kasha that we blibed Shver yesterday. I want to repeat the Kasha. The Kasha is the Rosh Hashanah Teisaroshes Kasha. Tesis learns that Rebbe doesn't have to learn Erve Gufa Loi Tzrich Ekro. Rebbe could learn that Erve Gufa Tzrich Ekro. Teisarosh says, has to be that Rebbe learns Erve Gufa Loi Tzrich Ekro. Why? Because Rebbe says, Kol She'ein Lekuchim Be'achas, Ein Lekuchim Bashnir. Kol She'ein Lekuchim Be'achas, Ein Lekuchim Bashnir. Frag the Teisarosh, but why is Ein Lekuchim Be'achas? You're allowed to marry her. You're allowed to do Yibum. If Erve Gufa Tzrich Ekro, so there's no mocker that you're not allowed to marry the Arayas. So you can't say, Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. If Erve Gufa loy tzrich ekro, so the fact that you're not allowed to marry the Arayas, we could figure out ourselves. So we say, Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. But if we say, Erve Gufa tzrich ekro, so misvore, you're allowed to meyabem the Arayas. So how the drosha of Rebbe starts? How Rebbe says, Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. Why ein lekuchim b'achas? You could do yibum to them. Why ein lekuchim b'achas? So we made a tesis arosh, and the last tesis, and the zel bezach, the rashash, the asan tesis. How tesis has it said that Rebbe holds that Erve Gufa Tzrich Ekro? If Rebbe holds that Erve Gufa Tzrich Ekro, Rebbe doesn't start. Muzayim Rebbe learns misvore, you can't be meyabim da'arayas, and misvore, ein lekuchim b'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. And we said, Mamash Shveran Teisvus, we're trying to find psukim from all different places. From Litzro, we tried to bring a pasuk for Rebbe. This is Gonish. We're trying to help Teisvus. How we know that you can't do Yibum to the Erve, to Pater the Tzoro, if you don't have a drosha? Lefide Chasam Sefer, the Kasha is not Shver. Kol she'ein likuchim be'alme, Pater the Tzoro. Arayas ein likuchim be'alme. You write, Misvore Eser Deichaloisese. You could do Yibum in Arayas. But kol sheyesh lekuchim be'alme doesn't part of the tzoro. Kol she'ein bo lekuchim be'alme part of the tzoro. Arayas be'alme you could do lekuchim. Mele zok Rebbe. Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas ein lekuchim b'shnir. If Rebbe means here, so Teisarosh is asking a good kasha. Here it's oimed leyibum. Mele if erve gufa tzrich ekro misvore you could do yibum. So how Rebbe has a drosha kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas ein lekuchim b'shnir. But if Rebbe means velokcho be'alme, like the Chasam Sefer, so we have a pshat. You're going to a Yevam before she has a rayas. Yesh lo lekuchim be'alme, no. Everything is potu. What's like this rosh? I don't have a potu. Misvah, I'm allowed to do Yibum. But as a klal, if it's no lekuchim be'alme, she's out of the parsha. So it's a pshat niflo to miyash of Tesvus. A pshat niflo to miyash of Tesvus. No of us. As Teisus HaRosh didn't say it, so we know that the Chasim Sefer Pshat is Nishgirech. Right? Teisus HaRosh didn't say it. Rashash didn't say it. So we know that it doesn't mean lekucha be'alme. It doesn't mean that we check be'alme. We check in this case, you could do yibum or you cannot do yibum. It means if now she's not teifas kiddushin, she patas the tzorah. If now it's teifas kiddushin, she doesn't pata the tzorah. So again, we have the Chasam Sefer of Shabbat, but we're not going to learn like the Chasam Sefer. Can we see in Teis HaRosh that didn't answer his kasha like the Chasam Sefer? So we're going back to learn Teis HaKipshutoi. So if we're learning Teis HaKipshutoi, how are we learning the Teisvus? So let me again tzarik to learn the Teis HaKipshutoi. So Teis had two kashas. One kasha, why Chayv Eser don't pata the tzorah, and why the tzorah doesn't need chalitza. And Teisvus is answering the first shayla divine. What is the answer? Val Chayv Eser tafsi b'kiddushim. She doesn't part of the tzorah. What means tafsi b'kiddushim? She's a ishesach. If you look at Teis HaRosh, she's a ishesach. So Rav Nochem was masbir, a hemshech of the first teretz. The Zelda Hezba. Teis says like this. Velokcho. Kol shekorim bevelokcho be'achas mehem, yesh lekuchim b'shniyo. Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyo. What is the drosha? The drosha means like this. If the erve is a stira to kinyan yibum, kiddushim doesn't mean to put a ring on her. Means if she's a stira to yibum, she's a erve. Leitavsi b'kiddushin. We said yibum is a kinyan issues. Kol she leitavsi b'kiddushin. She has a erve. She can do. She patos the tzorah. Kol that she's not a erve, she doesn't patos the tzorah. Chay ve'esa, she's not a stira to yibum. Arayas is a stira to yibum. So if she's a erve, memele she's a stira to yibum, she patos the tzorah. This Rosh Fed, how we know that Erve is Patur. But if she's an Erve, then she's a Stirle Yibum, she patas the Tzorah. If she's Chai Ve'eser, so she's not a Stirle Yibum, she doesn't patas the Tzorah. But on the Eshesach, Eshesach is Eben Le Yibum. Eshesach is Alamol, Eshesach Vil Yibum. So that's in the Drosh. So no Chabot, Teis asked the Kashi, I'm going back to the Kashi. Teis asked the Kashi, why Chai Ve'eser don't patas the Tzorah? The Tarets, you don't say Stam, call that you do Yibum, you could do to the second one. And if you don't do Yibum, you cannot do to the second one. So you ask me a kasha, Chayv Eser, also I cannot do Yibum, so I'll pata the second one. I read it different. Call that I cannot do Yibum, patas the Tzorah. Chayv Eser, I could do Yibum. She's not a stira to Yibum. It's no mitzvah in Baruch Lekonu because it's no mitzvah. Ramosh, neither. You could do Yibum in Baruch Konu. She's not a stira, you already have a aveira, you're not allowed to do it. So no, Taisus and the Kasha understands that the gather of the Drosha, Iboye high nosiv, you do Yibum. But if you're not Iboye nosiv, if you're not allowed to, so patas the Tzorah. Now Taisus says, no, not if pata the Tzorah. Koshe karinen be velokcho means, she could become velokcho venasiki ishte lechol dovor. Every issue that is in the parasha of Yibum, that could chal on her the parasha from velokcho. She nasiki ishte lechol dovor. She could become my wife. Then I could do Yibum to either one. But if one of them, I cannot do Yibum, not I'm not allowed to. I cannot. Because she's Mufka from the Parsha, she patas the Tzorah. Melech Chai Ve'eseh, I could do Yibum, Mitzad Chai Ve'eseh Sheboy. It's no Mitzvah Yibum, Bemeri Baru Lekolu, but I could do Yibum. There's no Stira to Parsha Yibum. If there's no Stira to Parsha Yibum, Bemeri, it doesn't patas the Tzorah. Abba Azeh Tzor Gim Nochem, just to finish the line weiter, the Zal Bezach. This answers the first Shaila. It must be the second Shaila. What was the second Shaila? So why did Tzorah Taka is Potum Yibum? Why did Tzorah is Potum Chalitza? She doesn't have a chorus. The Drosha goes the same. If one of them I cannot do Yibum, the second one is also Mufka from the Parsha. So the second one becomes a Erve. Exactly like the first Teretz. It's the same Teretz as the first Teretz. There's a big difference. The first Teretz learned, if I cannot do Yibum to one, I cannot do Yibum to the second one. Not that she's the Erva or not. Just if I could do Chalitze, if I can't do nothing to her, I can't do nothing to her. Chavesa, I could do Chalitze, she's not out. But if she's Mufka and Ganzen, she becomes Mufka and Ganzen. Maybe she became an Erva. The second says, no, the word Chalitze doesn't come in here. Zikas Chalitze doesn't make a difference. It's an underworld. If she could be a Velokho, if she could be a velokcho, the other one could be a velokcho. If she cannot be a velokcho, she cannot be a velokcho. So if she cannot be a velokcho, so she becomes the elder. So she's Mufka and Gansa for the Parsha. So Rambam said, it's kilu, ilami. It's void. It's void. It's void. It's a hemshach. I say it's MS. If you see in Teis HaRosh, in Teis HaRam, all the terutim are one big teretz. If you see in Teis HaRam, Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, he starts in the second one, goes back to the first one, goes back to the second one. It's one teretz. It's a nochamon. Doruch laner, stays that there's no chorus in the Torah. and Tesis doesn't change his mind, and Poshet, it's practical Tirutzim. The first time it says, if Sidoch Chalitza doesn't part of the Tzoro, and if it part of the Tzoro, Mashmah, the Tzoro doesn't have Chalitza. Just technically, Adroshel as a. And the second time, it's like he only answers the first Shaila. This is the Ochlanel, and the Mele bleibt er schwer in ganz Shas. Steht der Tzoro, has Chorus. He taki doesn't have Shat. Er bleibt der Tzoro hier in the Ochlanel. We're saying a different Mahalach in Gantz. The third is, and we answer Taka the days before, the Kasha from yesterday, it's a gun. But Tesarosh, we can't say it. Tesarosh, we can't say it. So Mamela, we're learning Pshat, Avada, Tesis means, if she's Roila Zika Schlitze, she's not Mislai from the Parsha. Aber der Territz ist, was ist der Erwe, und sie ist nicht von der Parche von Chalitze, then she patters. Chaiwe Esser ist, nein, der Erwe doesn't patter. Now when she patters, the other one becomes patter in Ganze. This is the first Territz. Second Territz ist eine andere Nussach. If she's a Reyes, that she's a Stirr, the Erwe is a Stirr to the issues, she patters. Chaiwe Esser ist nicht kein Stirr to the issues. Vemele, it doesn't patter. Vemele, if a Zei weiter, der Erwe patters, it means that the Zohar becomes also eine Ruhe Lekiche. So the Zohar also becomes Mufke von der Parche in Ganze. Again, if it becomes Mufke in the Parsha in Ganzen, and she has a real chorus, or she has an Isur chorus, das macht nicht deutsch to me. If it's a real chorus, or it's an Isur chorus, it's a shame chorus, or it's a Befeuer chorus, aber das Geschmack ist ein Befeuer chorus, aber das ist die Gerne von der Drosche. That one is part of, but maybe she part is the other one. Das ist die Zuse, die schmeißen. Okay. Aber also, let me gain one more step weiter. The Welt fragt a Kasha. Some Bochum asked me this Kasha today. Rashi, where Rashi holds in this whole story? Chulas in Ishtok in Rashi. What's with Rashi though? Not the Suya, what's with Rashi? What's with Rashi? Yes, what's with Rashi? What Rashi holds in this ganze Sache? Epis a Raya from Rashi. What Rashi holds? No, this is in Reb Shimon, but in Rebbe. A Raya from Rashi. Lamed Rachen zusammen. Rashi has a problem. Lefi Rebbe, how I know Nefila Shniya. Right? I patter the Tzoro goes and marries a different brother and he dies. She patters weiter or not. So it Rashi. Yeah, because she became Ishesach, she became Nesro, Mele she patters the other Tzoro. Lechura, and Rashi steht klar that the Isur chorus comes back. I mean, if you learn like the Ochlaner, like Tesis, so she stays Mutter, just you can't do Yibum. She's the Isur Esser. No, Benefila Shvia, how she will patter the Tzoro, Benefila Shvia. And Rashi states that this lady, Benefila Shvia, could patter the Tzoro. How she could patter Benefila Shnir? How Benefila Shnir she patters the Tzor? Well, how she patters Benefila? Rashi has a problem in our Suya. Rebbe, how I know Tzor as Tzor? So Rashi, okay, she's also, so she stays also forever. She falls the second time, she's also, she patters wife. So I want to start. If we're learning, like we said now, that it's a chorus, it's very gishmak. Very gishmak. It's a chorus. She's Mufka from the Parsha in Ganzen. She's a Erbe. So Benefila Shnir is Nesro. She could patter weiter. But if we like the Ochlaner, she's not also. It's like Zeres HaKosu. If she's Potter, the other one is Potter, you can't do Chalitza. You can't do Chalitza as the first brother. Now she's married to a different brother and he dies. I could do Yibum to the second brother, right? So if I could do Yibum to the second brother, so Mamele, I could patter the other one. Nesro. What is Nesro exactly? What is it? Esse. What is that very here? It's an essay. So why can't do Yibum? What is the Nesra? I want to explain. What Shaykh the Nesra? What a very she has? Isur essay? But now I have a mitzvah Yibum. Eishesach? Stam? Chorus or not chorus? The Ochlaner said that the Tzorah doesn't have chorus. The Ochlaner learns that the Tzorah doesn't have chorus. One second. The Ochlaner learns that the Tzorah doesn't have chorus. If the Tzora doesn't have chorus, if you learn the Ochlaner Kipshuter, the Ochlaner says that the Vlad is not a mamzer. From the Eishesach HaRishoyna is no chorus. Why? From the first one is no kavas. From the second one is a mitzvah yibum. From the second one is a mitzvah yibum. If she's a kavas from the first one, so she's a erve, b'meli she patos the tzara, it's very glad. But if the uchlaner, if we don't like the uchlaner, like we learned pshat at lemaisa, she's mufka today, so it's very pashut to understand the Rashi. But if you read the Ochlaner Kipshutoi, then the Ochlaner says there is no chorus. She herself, we don't attack her, why she's Pato. She has a Pesa Isur, and she's Pato. The same. So she's also. She's also. Abelchu, and now is a mitzvah Sibu. What? So I'm just saying, Shaila, so you want to tell the Shaila, if we're showing the Suya, that in Rashi state Klosi, no chorus. May we'll ask the different Nusach. What takes us will answer in Rashi's Kashe? How we know Tzor HaTzor El HaRebi? Lama Fregin HaSaz HaYitzter? I will get a Kaseido. Rashi says that in the Fila Shnia Dei Shesach is dear. If we learn Kipshuta that Avada the Isur Shesach comes back and the Avada this will take us meant to the terrace, Tesis didn't mean to say that she's out of the Parsha, so Rashi is very glad. But if we want to learn Auch Doruch Laner, that Rashi Taki learns, that Tesis learns, so Nishtok in Kores, so Lechua, you write that as Nesro. Aber ben Nefila Shnia, she herself, Lechua, is Roi Leibum, as the Nefila Shnia. You write, as the Nefila Rishayna, she's not Roi Leibum. Aber as the Nefila Shnia, she is Roi Leibum. So why you can't do Yibum here? Why I can't do Yibum to her? Nesra Lechua is only as the first one. As the second one, I also can't do Yibum. I will get to what you say. I'm saying, Bepashtes, Lama Mesada the dog. Lama Mesada. Yes, it's not a Zaytik Eshayla though, but this is the house of the Sugya. Every Yevoma has to have a Tzora Tzora. We're learning Yevomas, every Yevoma has to have a Tzora Tzora. This is Yevomas. Rebbe is not Choyot. Yevomas says, everyone has to have Tzora Tzora. So Rashi has for us a plan, after she's also, she could patter, weiter. Now the fifth thesis, if we learn that she becomes an erve, it's pashut. If she doesn't become an erve, so now the shaila is lechua benefila shniya, lechua is a mitzvah yibum to her. You're right that she's nesra, but what nesra means? That you can't do yibum to her? As the first one. Lechua as the second one, you'll have a mitzvah yibum. What? Why you can't? But what part is the Tzor? You make up a drosh of Tzor, Tzor. Tesarosh brings down the drosh of Tzor. You say, you'll have droshes. We'll have droshes that the part is the Tzor. I'm just saying, Rashi, maybe you're right. If you say that Tesis will have to say a different Teres in Rashi's Kashe, as is a bazundere drosh of the part of Tzor, Tzor. I'm saying, without the Ochlan Eretz, it's very glad. Because Avad and Noch the Maskalish is Mufka. Lefina Uchlaner, we actually stop it. And this is what you're declaring here. If the Pshat is Lemais, and she herself is not a chorus, so she can't patter the Tzora, or when we call Mek, I don't know, Vash is Nesra, so even though she's a Mitzvah Sibum, the Nesra will stop the Mitzvah Sibum, and she will not be Velokho, and maybe she will patter the Tzora. But if you're a Shnir, you could do Ibu.
But now
you all have
the first one.
I will not do as the first one, I will do as the second one. So I will not do as the first one, but I will do as the second one. So you say that Eishesach comes back. Well, this is what we're looking at, that Eishesach will come back. The Ochlaner says he doesn't find Eishesach coming back. We want that Eishesach will come back. The Ochlaner says he found the Gemara in the Fudalit that if someone married a Tzor, the blood is a manzer. Lefi Tesis, the Chazanish says, that someone told me that Chaznish Zogdo and Tesis, that from this Tesis is Muchach, that in Chai Ve'eser, the Shesach never comes back. Because if it comes back, he doesn't understand this Tesis. When the Shesach comes back, when the Shesach, and the second after the Shesach comes back. If she married someone else, if she married the brother, she has a Yisrael Shesach or not?
The first brother?
First brother after 5 hours, after the Nefilah.
No.
So when it comes back?
Why
it comes back then?
But
they should start when they disappeared. So even after the Yibum, 5 hours after, also he lost that mitzvah. So now the Shesach has to come back.
Did he lose the mitzvah 5 hours later?
It's not a mitzvah. It's moving for the parsha. So now the Shesach, no Ochlaner says that the Shesach doesn't come back. The blood is on the manzer. If we say the Leike Ochlaner, that the Shesach comes back, so ain't a Rabbi. So we have a Yishuv, we can learn like Rashi. Even if we don't want to say all of the Torah that we're saying, that Mamish Se'er B'Gmura, we'll say every time when the mitzvah is over, the Yishuzach comes back. But the Ochanel didn't want to say it. So we have a problem, we have a Tzorah Tzorah, we have to go back to the Tzorah Tzorah. This is Tachzach, Dvorim Pshutim, Susa Deshmaisa and Teisves. This is all of these, two ways how to learn the Teisves. I want to shtel here the Kasha now, of the Teisves Sarosh. Now, let me have good. We finish the Teisves, and we have a Teisves Sarosh. Let me get good the Teisves Sarosh. Especially now that we know how to learn this Teisves, we'll have the Kasha Shtak and Teisves Sarosh. Teisves Sarosh and Daftes. Let me have a Daftes. Teisves Sarosh and Daftes break the Kasha. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, why you can't do Yibum Techai Velabim? Why they patter the Tzoro? Zokta, it's not called Velocho. Because Loi Tafsi Bokidushi. Loi Tafsi Bokidushi. So she's not called Velokho. Loitavsi Bokidushi. She's not called Velokho. So, Lefidach Hasim Sefer, Teisarosh is Givaldi. Val Be'alma Loitavsi Kidushin in Chai Velavim, Lefidach Rabbi Akiva, she's not called Velokho. Hasim Sefer will say, this Teisarosh, Teis Ma'i Yisoy. Fakel, we have a pshat in Teisarosh. Teisarosh asks a question, Lefidach Rabbi Akiva, why? Lefididan, Arayas b'may from Velokho, because Be'alma Loitavsi Kidushin. Chavilavim ve'ese ba'al metafsi kiddushin, we're not b'mayat v'velokcho. Rabbi Akiva holds, even chavilavim ba'al metafsi kiddushin, b'mayat, it's not called v'lokcho. So if you look like the Chasam Sefer, Teisarosh is k'min choymer. He asked the kasha vos mit Rebbe, motn Rabbi Akiva, why Rabbi Akiva will pater chavilavim d'tzoro, a posh the teretz. Weil Rabbi Akiva holds chavilavim metafsi b'kiddushin, so it's not called v'lokcho ba'al metafsi. Nifla v'yoysa. Maskim? But we know that the Pshat is not like the Chasam Sefer. Because the Teisarosh by us said that if Lefi Rebbe, if Ervel Gufe Tzriche Kro, so it's called Velokro. Because Esa is Derech Eloise said. This is what Teisarosh said. He asked on Teisres, how Teisres has a tzad that Rebbe doesn't need a posuk? If Rebbe needs a posuk, how Rebbe says, Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shniyo, yesh bo lekuchim, because Esa is Derech Eloise said. Hi, ein bo lekuchim be'almet, this is what we answered on Teisres. Teisarosh doesn't hold like that. So Teisres Arosh holds that we say, if Esa Derech Eloise said, it's called Velokcho. Only if ein Esa Derech Eloise said, it's not called Velokcho. So the Shaila Barazay, it's Mamish HaMedrash Pliya. Mamish HaMedrash Pliya. And the Fchez that Teisarosh says that every Arayas Lefi Rebbe is called Velokcho. It's only not called Velokcho because it's a droshe, or because Erve Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro, because Ein Esa Deich Eloise Sheyesh Bekores. But without the aside of Ein Esa Deich Eloise Sheyesh Bekores, it's called Velokcho. So what is the Pshat Do? No, Chabot, the Machnus Klo. It's a Chasim Sefer that learns that Velokcho means if Be'alme is not Velokcho. That Chasim Sefer has a siyate pashas loshen atesis to answer what we asked yesterday on thesis, and he has a siyate with teis loshen daftes. He asked the kasha lefi Rebbe why chave lavim apotu miyibum. The answer is because it's not called the loki because the dafsi b'kiddushi. Of a vow we decide that the pshat is not like the chasam sefer. Let's go with it. It's not like the chasam sefer as the pshat is about it doesn't mean loko be'alme. As they state in teis loshen bayos that he says that arayis gmurois lefi Rebbe, arayis gmurois lefi Rebbe are called velokcho. Only because Erve Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro, so you cannot do Yibum to her, Misvore, because Ein Esa Deich Eloise Bekores, so it's not Velokcho B'melet Patris. But if Esa Deich Eloise say, it's called Velokcho. So how did Teisarosh, when he comes to Daftes, and he asks a kasha? That's not even get to Daftes. Daftes we have to handle the other Rishonim. This Teisarosh belongs to our Sugya. Frekta, what's with Rabbi Akiva for Chai V'Lavim? Says, Sidoa Velokcho. What means Sidoa Velokcho? But if Esa Deich Eloise say, it's called a Velokcho. This is what you said before. You said before that this is called Velokcho. Because if Esa Deich Eloise Sheyesh Bekores, it's called Velokcho. So what are you answering in Rabbi Akiva? It's a Medrash Pliya. We'll see, maybe in the end of the show, we'll see a psateretz of them. Say about the midrashim, vitzen for the Teisarosh. The flabbin good the kasha from the Teisarosh free. It's two about the midrashim. It's the mirbis medrash, and I'm sure the emes of egg, how to answer the Teisarosh. But I want to have good, this is the hauts I want to explain. It's not a zaitiki kasha. It's the hauts of the sugi of Rebbe. We're learning here a sugi of Rebbe. Rebbe has a new drosha. And Taisa says velokcho. And to get to the oimek avone, and Rebbe, we have to know good the stir and Taisa Rosh. The Taisa Rosh, by us the Taisa Rosh, nochem, it's hoben the kasha with the trachem. By us the Taisa Rosh says that he's not masking with Taisa that Rebbe doesn't need a posuk for the erve, because that kama that you don't have a posuk, it's called velokcho. Telekcha some sefer, it's called velokcho. If Elbe goofed loitzrich across, so maybe you can't do Yibum to the Elbe, so she's not velokcho, she bothers the tzor. But if Elbe goofed tzrich across, and if there's no posuk on the Elbe, so maybe she's velokcho, she will not bother the tzor. This is the way it is a Rosh learns the suge by us. Maybe he says, Rebbe learns that you don't need the posuk because ain't necessary to have a Shiresh Bokoros. Maybe it's not called velokcho. On them it's called velokcho. And after this, he comes to Rabbi Akiva, and there it's Machma Mamash Nikachasim Sefer. He says, why if you Rabbi Akiva have a life with part of the Tzorah? Yesh metalzim, anu mehalach, migeit mit Rebbe. This needs a pshat. I'm saying it's two ways to learn it. Now I will leave it shver a minute. Lama Zendo the Rambam. Lama Zendo the Rambam. We're learning Rebbe's sugi hai. The Rambam in Perik Vov Milchis Yibum Vechalitze Aloche Tes and Aloche Yudalet. Let me say good. How you left Medayek a Rambam? Bidim Agid Mishne Shtels the Medayek do a Rambam. The Rambam says as a Perik Vov Aloche Tes Keitzad Yevomo Shi Ervo Ala Yovom Hoysa Achis Ishto Yimo Bito Areze Ptur Min Achalitzo Min Ayibu Shenemar ולוקחו לוי לאישו ויבמו כל שראו לו ללקוחים וקידושים טייפסים בו היא שיזקוקו ליבום איף בעלמה שזראו לו ליבום ללקוחים וקידושים קידושים יזקוקו ליבום אז הרמב״ם brings a drosha why הראי הספוטו מיבום מסבור את הרוי ליבום why the not רוי ליבום כל שיראו לו כל שיראויו ללקוחים וקידושים בעלמה, קידושים במילה היזקוקו ליבום. הרייס ענת רוי לקידושים בעלמה, במילה דנת זקוקים ליבום. הדרוש. פרק דמגיד מישנה טו קשס. פרק דמגיד מישנה טו קשס. בואו קשה, we know ערבי גופה לא יצריך לקרוא. רובה, מסקונס רובה, ערבי גופה לא יצריך לקרוא. You don't need a פוסק on ערבי. Why the Rambam decided to pass and that you need a pasuk to memay the arayas? Our Gemara's maskona is erve gufa lo yitzrich lekro. Ein esa deich lo yitzrich lekro. You need a pasuk for the tzoro shel mokem mitzvah, and the Rambam brings the pasuk and the erve. Freidem agin mishne. Gemara perikame, Rabbi Yoimer. Lesor tzoris ve arayas. Shishom elu lesor tzoris shel arayas. Aray gufa lo yitzrich lekro. Rabbeinu Kosa Pashtas Abrais. The Rambam doesn't like the Terutzim of the Gemara. The words of Rebbe is Mashma Leser Tzores Ve'arayas. The Rambam goes Kipshuto. Ukisugi Kamais. Ve'en ze Maile Umoiri. The Rambam decided to go Erve Gufet Tzrichiko. But there's another problem. The Rambam brings a different drosha from the Gemara. The Gemara says Kol She'el Lekuchim Be'achas. Ein lekuchim bashnir. The Rambam has a new drosha. What is the drosha? Velokcho loy leisho. Mi shereu yo lelekuchim vekidushin toifsim yizkuko leibum. Mi shereu yo lelekuchim. Mi shereu yo lelekuchim. It's a new drosha. The Gemara says, kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas. Ein lekuchim bashnir. The Rambam switched the drosha. And he made a new drosha. What is the new drosha of the Rambam? כל שיראו יו ללקוחים. Very nice. You bring a gemara. No one says it in the gemara. Alei, alei. I hear the chetma. The Mishnah first asked the kasha why he said it. He likes to copy the gemara like it is. Yeah. Ramosha and Shuvah says that the Rambam learned a layer. A lot of times the Rambam makes drashas. Kedai to zeneb and aezer. Kuf samachtes. Interesting to Shuvah and Ramosha. That the Rambam taket knew that he made up drashas. He brings Rebbe, Nishna Zevi Rebbe, and I am a drosha. Ain't problem. Goes the Rambam, okay, so he took the Gemara and he switched the drosha. Instead, Ein Lekuchim Bachas, Ein Lekuchim Bashniya, Kol Isha Shiruya Le Lekuchim, she's Misyabem. So the Rambam doesn't have a drosha on the Tzorah now, right? So in Aloch Yudalet, he makes up a second drosha. Uminayim She'atzor Aptuah, זוג דה רמב״ם, פרק מובל אוכי י' ד' שנמר אשר לא יבנה אסבייס אוכי ביי שיש לו לקוחים באיזה מהם שירצה הוא שיש לו לבזיקה ביי שמקצוסוי אינו יכול להיבונס שאין לו בי לקוחים אינו בי נאפילו מקצוסוי שלא יבנה אסבייס אוכי עוד אני קודק הבייס נוחד ראשם עליין ביי שיש לקוחים במקצוס So what is the Ora and the Rambam? I want to be madgish. The Magen Mishnah is melamed us. What's with the Aftrachen of such a Rambam? The problem is we know Elvi Gufa Leitzichiko. The Rambam wants to switch from the Gemara. Okay, switch. You bring a drasha that the Gemara never said. You bring the Gemara that the drasha that the Gemara never said. How the Rambam made it? Okay, the Rambam decided to paskin Elvi Gufa Tzichiko. The way you find that Gimel bis daf ches, we hold Elvi Gufa Tzichiko. He doesn't want to pass me like Robin. So other bring the drosha of daf Gimel, other not. But don't decide you pass in Elvi Gufa Tzichiko like find daf Gimel bis daf ches, and you don't have a drosha for it. So you take Rebbe, switch a and I switch in Rebbe and verzach an ayah drosha. From where the Rambam came? From where the Rambam came to make a new drosha? No, the Teretz is Tchilas Advarim at least. The Teretz is Lav Zorin Teretz. Yeah, there ain't Lav Zorin Dabsha. Reb Moshe Zog Lav Davke. Me'elem Reb Moshe. Yeah? What's the Pshat Dain Rambam? I think the mocker is Be'etzem the Gemara in Dav Ches Amud Aleph. We have to remember the Gemara in Dav Ches Amud Aleph. Look inside Ches Amud Aleph. Toshma. Where are we holding in Ches Amud Aleph? Davke Dengen. The Gemara will Rove hold Erve Gufe loy tzrich ekro. Now the Gemara tried to slug up Rove. The Gemara tried to slug up Rove. Rove holds Erve Gufe loy tzrich ekro. Rove, you're wrong. Rebbe Yoimer velokach velokro. Veim lesser tzores v'arayes. Rebbe needs a pasuk on the Erve. Eimer lesser tzores shel arayes. So in the Gemara in the Chesam Mud Alef, she tried to slug up Rove. What means to shlug up Rove? The Gemara tried to say that in Rebbe Shtei that Erve Gufa Tzricheko. She said Rove will answer that Rebbe didn't mean it. The Gemara in Chesam Mudbeis already goes ready that Rebbe holds Erve Gufa Loi Tzricheko and the Pasuk is going on the Tzores and Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. But in Chesam Mud Aleph, the Gemara tried to arayin Zetz Rebbe that Rebbe holds Erve Gufa Tzricheko. So how you will know Erve Gufa Tzricheko? What about the Pshat and Rebbe? So Rashi in Chesamud Aleph explains Rebbe's drosha different from Chesamud Beis. Look in Rashi Chesamud Aleph. The Rambam learned in Chesamud Aleph we learned the drosha velokcho mishiru yalekiche. Chesamud Beis, you hold Erve Guf veloy tzrichekro. So you have a whole Pshat and Rebbe that you can't marry one, you can't marry the second one. Against Roshe. But this is only if Rabbi is Pshat and Rebbe. Kepshuto shel Rebbe, Rebbe learns velokho is a mute and a rayas. And how it's a mute and a rayas? Rashi makes up a Roshe and Chesamud Aleph. The Rambam makes the Roshe a little bit different. Velokho, mishiru yalekiche. Velokho. Why it says velokach velokho, mishiru yalekiche. It's not stab a made up drosha. I'm saying this is pshutam shel dvorim. This is pshutam shel dvorim. The Rav, I'm not explaining. We learned that gedenken. We have a sugi of Rebbe. Like Rebbe is nelam. Terech sugi. No one gemacht a ganze sugi from Rebbe. I'm trying to make a ganze bismedrash from Rebbe's drosha. We have Chesam Udalev, the Gemara brings Rebbe, that Rebbe holds as a drosha and the Erve, the loike Rebbe. So Rebbe, no, Rebbe means like me. And the Gemara Mudbei says, Gufe, how is the Pshat and Rebbe? Everything is going lefi Rove, that is no drosha and the Erve, it's only on the Tzorah, like Teisa Rosh says. This is Chesam Udbei. Chesam Udalev, Rebbe is Memaya de Erve. Rashi in Chesam Udalev brings a different drosha. Velokho, zu veloya cheres. The Rambam also optaishes like this. And that's why it's Emes Lamito. That the Hainu, we have Rebbe that holds Erve Gufe has a Pasuk, Velokach, Zu Velo Yacheres. מי שיש בו כיחו, יוצא זו שאין בו כיחו. רבי הולס אל וגופה לא יצריך לקרוא, then you learn as an under drosha. אבל רבי גופה הולס אל וגופה צריך לקרוא, is a mute. בעצם, we're stopping here. Just I want to say, in brackets, if you look good in Teisarosh and Daftes Amud Aleph, this is what he said, Alibed Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, Erve Gufa Tzrich Ekro, and Velokach says, Mi sheyesh lo kicho be'alme, oile le'yibum. Mi she'en lo kicho be'alme, chay ve'lavim, is not oile le'yibum. We are saying be'etzem, one little zach. We're saying one little zach. That the Chasim Sefer used in the middle of Amud Beis, Mi sheyesh lo kicho be'alme, agan tzedroshe. This, we didn't go with. We learned that it means that she's roi le'ibum. Aber in Amud Aleph, if er begufe tzriche ko, the gather of the drosha is mi sheyesh lo kicho be'alme, oile le'kidushin, oile le'ibum, mi she'en lo kicho be'alme, ein oile le'kidushin. If you see God, the drosha of Teisarosh, and of Tess, this is what Teisarosh says. Kimle la'gimore, that Rabbi Kiva learns from the drosha of Erve, the word of Teisarosh is lehedia. Teisarosh, and this is my ramuzga to the Elam that if you get to the last shlav, zok teisarosh, v'yesh metarzim, shem okim le letalmude, de rabakim esver le kerebi, de mapik arayas mi velokro. Not tzores. Sver le kerebi, de mapik arayas mi velokro. We have a ribbon tragen, but morgen we have to get by. What? What? So.